impacts others. And we have heard all the tribute that have been read, and even from the biographies that we have heard today about our compatriots, our gallant men, our heroes, who we are mourning and bidding farewell today. It tells you of the positive impact of their life, how they have served their God in life, how they have served country, and excitingly, how they have married well, how they have kept their families together. For me, I believe that if you ever get to make it to heaven, ask your spouse. If your wife is not very sure that you make it to heaven, dearly beloved, forget it. And if your husband has doubts about your faith, you are in trouble. But from the tribute you have heard today, these gallant men have not only served country well, but they've also maintained good family lives. May this grace be our portion, that in life we believe in the Lord, and that we will serve our country well, that we will maintain a wholesome family, that our legacies will be a blessing. Hallelujah. But the question for this message is that after the last vote, what happens? Is life all about last post? Is it that when you die and it's all done? As some believe that let's eat and drink for tomorrow we die. In the military life, and even as we will witness going to the cemetery today, the last post will be sounded. We will observe a mini silent, but we will not leave the cemetery just like that. Something else has to happen before we will leave. And what will happen is that the reveille will be played. The reveille is the wake-up call. The wake-up call will be sounded. Oh, hallelujah. And this is the hope of the believer. Our compatriots have fallen. They have died. But this is not the end. The last post has been sounded. But dearly beloved, the wake-up call will be sounded. I'm saying the wake-up call will be sounded. They will live again. The scripture assures us that because Jesus died and rose again, all who believe in him, when they are dead, death will not be the end. The scripture we read in Thessalonians tells us that, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We have hope, hallelujah, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who are fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left unto the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who are falling asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will be with the Lord forever. And the scripture ends by saying, therefore, comfort one another with these words. This is the word of comfort that I bring to you by the word of the Lord. This is the word of God to you today, that our beloved who have died today, there's coming a time that trumpet call will sound, and they will be raised first. We will not go before them. We will be on standby. They will rise first, and that we also will be transformed and join them to be with the Lord forever. When that hard trumpet sounds, the perishable will put on imperishability. The mortal will wear immortality. The corruption or corruptible will put on incorruptible. As we see them today, there's a coming a glorious day. We will behold them. The scripture says we will be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We will see him face to face and we'll be like him. So beloved, this is not the end. This is just the last post. They are going into rest. They are observing their moments of silence. But soon and very soon, the trumpet will sound. The reveille will be played. and they will rise to be with the Lord. So dearly beloved, let this also be a message to you that align your life properly. Work with the Lord so that when your last post is sounded, anytime, anywhere, you'll be ready and be on standby for the reveille. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us even now and forevermore. Amen.
So we thank the Director General of Religious Affairs for the sermon. It is now time for us to pray for the families. So respectfully, may I ask the families to stand while I call Apostle Eric Nyameche to pray for them. Sir.
Respectfully ask that if we can, we stand together in prayer. O Lord, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. In times like this, we look up unto you, our Creator, our Maker, our Husband, and our Father. That you bring us strength, Lord. Lord, grant the families strength. The families of our gallant soldiers that you have called. We are praying that, Lord, you strengthen them in this moment of grief. Let it be, O God, that they will find a reason to bless you in all these difficult times. Father, you know us. You know that we are dust. You remember, O God, that you have bound us in compounds of limitation. We grow through pain. Father, we suffer disaster. We suffer the irretrievable nature of the past. Father, you know us. We lift up our hands and we lift these families before thy throne of grace. And we ask for one thing, strength in the power of the Holy Spirit. Touch their souls and strengthen them, Lord. Console them from within. And Father, brood over them. Speak into their spirit. And we pray, O God, for nothing, O God, for them, but strength and a better future. A future prepared, O God, by you for them, that they will be able to walk in compensation for their husbands, their friends, their family members who gave their life in service to our nation, Ghana. Bless, Lord. We commit this nation also unto your hands, Lord. Heal our hearts, heal our spirits, that even in the midst of all this tragedy, pull for us a united nation. Pull for us a people who will be much more patriotic. Pull for us a people who will love this nation. Pull for us, O God, a nation that will be saved from the core of our hearts. We want to lift our president before you, that in the midst of all these difficulties, continue to strengthen him with grace and wisdom, that you will be able to lead us into the promised land that you have for our nation, Ghana. Continue to bless him and bless every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shall we please be seated?
Adam 106.3 FM Sunny Adish Mama Yemo Bibia Kwaba. Wouldn't say any that's wrong in tea. And just said yeah da ye de bremon on kasam brinka prem to break us ye bonky and ya brain. Nanki ye quine din 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 nan so ene. Any aye dot ye ediama abrumpoma kuma kumwa che a mutin anano once ye do e wim shen and quenchia emu doctor Edward or manebuama no way or swafwa. Na wa her bambo hon semso sansona alahaji. Doctor Ibrahim Mutala Muhammad. No no yo swafwa or her environment, science and technology so ina ibionsono wapenyini a ye friend se alahaji. Miniru Muhammad Limuna or no no e penyimpa be di echa national security. No wa her so sansona doctor Samosapon. No advice Chairman Edma NDC Amanyukuno and a doctor Samuel Abuaje, Mr. Samuel Abuaje, or no, Mrubia Kemu NDC Amanyukuno, Woko Primra, Shabia Kumiano, Edema, one more, no sweeping, Pabe, the chair at Ranging Wafuku, Nadmu, Wadano, Sasuna Squadron Leader, Peter, Anala, Wano, and an air pilot, and a Wuchi, and a flying officer, Chuman Pofo, no one also Eka, who be no co pilot, and a Sergeant Ernest, Adomensa, one also no engineer, Abra Wusemi Fufian to Atania, Tunaba. Assembly, woman, and an animal, said into your care. Dot ye and a jabu, a jabu.
I and yaba, 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 and
yaba,
members of the diplomatic corps, our bereaved families, fellow mourners, distinguished guests. My dear countrymen and women, today's events conclude the state funeral for the eight officers and personnel who lost their lives in the tragic helicopter crash of 6 August 2025. Though I'm sure that individually and collectively, our nation will continue to mourn as we find ways to hold tightly the memories of these men and to honor their legacies. There's no making sense of what happened. Despite whatever technical reasons or official explanations and investigation will yield, a loss of this magnitude and in this manner will never make sense to the grieving heart. What we can do, each of us in our own way, as we try to come to terms with this tragic loss, is to move in the direction of peace within our communities and families, having been reminded of how fragile life can be. Also, we can embrace the vision we shared with our fallen brothers for a stronger and more prosperous homeland. What we can do together as a nation is make sure that the lives of those who remain, specifically the children of our eight brothers, do not become the collateral damage of this tragedy. Grief can sometimes leave us feeling helpless and disempowered. But we're far from that. So it is with all this in mind that I would like today to announce the government's decisions to honor the service of these individuals and secure the futures of those they left behind. I humbly request the spirit of compassion that is the hallmark of our nation for these bereaved families. Promotions in our armed forces are never given lightly, and posthumous promotions are the highest mark of respect for duty performed even unto death. Accordingly, I have approved the following. Squadron Leader Peter Bafemi Anala is promoted to the rank of Wing Commander. Flying Officer Manan Chung Ampedu is promoted to the rank of Flight Lieutenant. Sergeant Ernest Adomensa is promoted to the rank of flight sergeant. These are not just symbolic gestures. They represent the rightful place these officers have earned in our Republic's role of honor, and the benefits due to their families will be reflected in these new ranks. The Chief of the Defense Staff will oversee the ceremonial presentation of the posthumous promotion insignias to their families. Our other colleagues who were civilians will be posthumously recognized at the next National Honors Ceremony. The next decision that the government has made is for the creation of a children's support fund for the children of the victims of the 6th August helicopter crash. The purpose of this fund is clear. It is to ensure that the children left behind will never be deprived of the opportunities, the care, and the security that their parents worked so hard to provide for them. We Ghanaians live in a culture that upholds collective responsibility, especially where community and family are concerned. Think about it. How often do we meet one another and ask about their child, and in so doing, claim that child as ours? It is common to hear us say, "How is my daughter?" or "How is our small boy?" We take on the responsibility of raising the children of our relatives who are not as financially capable as us, or paying the school fees of a domestic worker's child. Sometimes we even pay for the medical costs of children who are complete strangers to us. And that is what Dr. Omane Boamah did when he pledged to pay for surgery for Seto, a physically disabled 9-year-old boy, so that he would no longer be reliant on the wheelchair that he had been using to get around. After fully paying for the surgery, Omane could have continued with his own affairs and not giving another thought to the boy or his situation. Because Omane had a full life with a demanding job, a wife and 3 children of his own to look after. Yet somehow, even with all those constraints on his time, Dr. Omane Boamah set aside a few quiet moments and he put pen to paper. And he wrote a poem for Seto before his surgery, because he knew that the little boy would most surely be afraid. And in his poem for Seto, Omane wrote, and I quote that poem. He said, "You're not alone. You've got me. Friends who care, family and love, always there to share." The Children's Support Fund for the children of the victims of the 6th August helicopter crash, as has officially been named, will cover education from primary school through to tertiary or technical training, healthcare, including medical insurance and specialized care where required, and welfare support, clothing, shelter, and essential living expenses. I wish to express my thanks to the Stanbic Bank that has opened an account with an initial contribution of 500,000 Ghana cedis. Government will make an immediate seed contribution to this fund and will operationalize and publish a detailed framework of the Children's Support Fund within the next 30 days. My office will ensure that the Children's Support Fund is sustained for the long term with annual public reporting on how it has been used. Furthermore, we'll create channels for contributions from our citizens, from corporate organizations, professional associations, and our international partners. Imagine the impact it will have on each of these children who have been left behind by the death of their parent, to be told by each of the adult citizens of this nation through our contributions, just like Omani told Seto, that you are not alone, you've got me, always there to share. Let us also leave our eight comrades today with a promise that their children will not be alone, and that they've got us, and will always be there to share. We'll proudly walk with them into their future. Before I conclude, on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I wish to express our deepest gratitude to the bereaved families. I thank you for your courage and your dignity in the face of this unimaginable loss. To the Ghana Armed Forces and Emergency Services, I thank you for your swift and professional response to this accident. To our religious leaders and our traditional authorities, to our members of the diplomatic corps, civil society, and citizens who are the very pillars of this nation, I say thank you for praying with us, for comforting the families, and for offering every form of support to ensure that we made it through the darkest days of this tragedy. To the heads of state from around the world, including Africa and West Africa, who either visited or gave me personal calls or sent messages of condolence and support on behalf of their people, we extend our deepest gratitude. It is this solidarity that affirms the strength of our national and international spirit. In this final farewell, I would also like again to thank the eight officers and personnel, our comrades, our friends, our brothers, for the love, dedication, and service that they give to this country. I pray that this funeral will bring closure to a grieving nation, and that a new dawn will break in which we can look forward with pride as Ghanaians to a prosperous nation. And that today we pray that this will be the beginning as the Almighty God heals our land. I thank you. You will always be in our hearts. You will always be remembered, and we will always revere your memory. May God continue to bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong. I thank you.
Adam 106.3 FM, so any Tigana Mampenini, John Dramani Mahama, Equia, and Awakasano Mampenini Akasa, yes, a penini Akasa, Riana Samasa. Na wutie ne nsem na o kana na wose nyina ye nhye ye hoden edikan enye de peno no kremuda kana wose nya basa na ne nsem a wo kana se ye befi wo mpa sa nipa ngotwi esa nse ye adwuma na no wo mokoye ene wo muti na nanom e wonse edo na wose sesei ye de foto ato a ye friend a children support fund a ye de mazi 9 helicopter no victims nipa wo fo emutu na nanom wonse edo wo mma in theatre sika 500,000 Ghana cedis e dia to e no Stanbic Bank inti we free ha
Stanbic for no an e di sika no
atum
e dia chef to no asi
inti man panyini si wono so de ne dia
e beto man ne dia no
o de
beka ho
inti man panyini ne ne yekotie no dwuma dia no sa dia duro no man panyini akase wi dia na chese yetu apo ne dia mu
na
ko
na kwaku nim se enya no nko asoja fo me ensa no na eka ho no so no se ne Major Maso Mahama bif ansana obe free mu no na ni dibre kita no no na enye no
na captain
na captain ba owu ye no owu akiri no etumi emma wo so e wo so ja adwuma no emu eti nipa me ensani nyina ba bia level obi adru ye no mampani ebobo na chese ya ma obi ya so e di akonanim nipa me ensa no enyina se eye Sergeant Enes Adomensa and I say flying officer Chum Ampedu and a squadron leader Peter Bafemi Anala Omunina no Mampedu
Yatuo
Mudibienum. Na tua ye chum wosono wa share o meyi and penfu daso ye jumanano se omun she na sam pen informi en sano enne tua yamma wosono. E huwa kadie ya nkuwa tiase ena nkuwa kwa humijie mwe wasi ya dema woni nina ano ya mfama ebushi ya nwa akechili no ya nyane saa pepepe na ya mfaa ema wong eti niye ewoho nampe ni mfomi ya nsano so niye woye edema wong eno no uza nwa waka abantie biya sem abantie akwadakituwe biya ya chane nai na saa kwa dano ni seju ya muye ye no doktor manibu wa ma ene faa huu kenyina yeye wasi akwadaa ne da ho omukoye seji no ena Dr. Manibu amachro poem emma na nwensem ya akwadaa no eda ho no mowie na eda na chi se wabusua wo ha adofo wo ha sei ye nyina ye ta wa chi ye do wasi emfa ho se enka Dr. Manibu ama woni mame ensa owo na busua wo se odwene ho
so no odwene wo manfo ho
odwene wo manfo ho
mobrofo
akwadaa no matua monye ne seji onim akwadaa ne baabiya monye ne seji enso seji no akiri no me san e de poem we me de cheche wo re enne sa wo hwe adwumadie no ase a adofo e wo adom online no wo kwa adom online be hu akwadaa no se akwadaa no picture se de atoto ho na akwadaa no kwa yie ni bi akwadaa a wo hwe ne seji no kra en healing wie ye but he went there I want to show a copy in the tribute. I want no more. Eti, Kwaku sent your wedding kind Edia Tribiano. Ye monitor near Koso, Ewoho. But a tribute, a horror, a Koso, a one de Jabon was Sieno. Yet be a better to drank a crank a crank a crefisa brucono. A ye were yim. It's a yenwa and a ne
my any kind fa, Doctor Edward Omane Boma, ne yen a dear. Na asemba kwa wokan ye, and se was an anno. Wane ni kuru di nkoma ni ubisa ane serita wabapa eti mini wa sisi ya adie na ubeye ya mfane se BBS enye diye ye peno no
ose chese asemu anu wa cha ibisa no onini di nkoma ote ibisa no eti mini wa ubeye den
edie na ubeye
mini wa ose menya anu yenu da ene yiso kure minye nya anu yenu
yanko ni yanko tiye Dr. Edward Omane Boama neye Rita Omane Boama ene ensema waka afanikuno.
Your commitment and love were such that you proposed we got married on my birthday, and we have always had a double celebration on my birthdays, which I was looking forward to this year also. When we started having children, you were nothing short of a wonderful father. You were a great source of hope to me and the children. Despite your busy schedule as a medical doctor and later in your political roles, you either bathed the children every morning or dressed them up whilst I bathed them. You were truly a family man. In our years of marriage, you always asked, Abner Rita, what will you do when I am not around? I never answered. Until today, I don't have an answer. I will, with God's help, take care of mommy and the three kids. I believe you'll be looking down on us to guide us through from the heavens. Kofi B, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving the children and all who came to know you. God be with you till we meet again. Rest in power, my love. Love always from your one and only, Abner Rita.
Ekwa
kwahu nti ni ewo mu eno no Dr. Omane Boama ne ye chese akwankogya nsem yo di eja no kwa ni yeti ye no. Nenu echi ya so eye shwe wome yi. Bambo ensem soso empenifo ejine mua. Omoso asamua omudi tu dra di ja swafo yi ekwa ino. Omuchie mu na penina wujine mu. Gana amfoso sempenifo a wujine mu. Eka sa ye edi tu dra se. Ewomse swafo yi se osha ni bre. Yo di akwa ye juma so eye wono mua. Enye bre chintin bi. Bosume be numbosume insieni. Eso. Wachire se, weyobia, osunya dia, osunya nintem, wani nipa ayonko femusono. Enoso, omode huon ensem, etuja.
To the late Honorable Doctor of Wed Kofi Omanebuama by the Ministry of Defense. The nation stands in solemn mourning as we bid farewell to an exceptional, a visionary and a dedicated leader. The late Honorable Dr. Edward Kofi Omanebuama, his tragic passing alongside seven others in the helicopter crash of 6 August 2025 has left an irreplaceable void in the hearts of Ghanaians, the Ghana Armed Forces, and the entire Ministry of Defense. Dr. Omanebuama assumed office at the ministry on 30 January 2025. His tenure as Minister for Defense, though brief, was marked by transformative leadership, innovation, and a firm commitment to excellence. His vision was to have a modernized, expanded GAF, responsive to the needs of the country, with highly motivated and happier troops, as well as committed defense civil staff for the nation building. This was not just a statement, but a mission he pursued with passion. Hence, retooling GAF and ensuring the welfare of personnel were his priorities. As part of the Reset Ghana agenda, he championed the president's directive to revitalize the Defense Industries Holding Company Limited, DHOC, envisioning its expansion into Defense Industrial Development Corporation with private sector integration. His dream was for DHOC to spearhead Ghana's industrial revolution, ensuring self-sufficiency in military production and reducing dependency on imports. Tragically, he was to receive the expert report on this transformative agenda just days after his untimely demise.
Abusia, asweye show meyi bambo ensem so, enye watunkradia kwa nko jansem, eja swafua, obeda wanuo, busumi insia, busumi enum echira, ehonsembi enono. Enu echiri, ena mpenifo ichuwa soo diabe tujwa se. Dr. Manebu wa manyu obia, wajie juma bosu bebre, wasi asweye wabri kakra wabedi yei, enye wabaa ye juma no, wachichim, nuwa menipe dine chiri enye bia ye. Wase na abedi ya chile, yyo nino eye juma kura adie. E juma ni bebire wa wano mua, wase minu ya kona koye. Wa amanansu wa, wa mua, wa muo soja juma ni mua soja fo, ya wane wa eye juma no. Wase chese, wa pesa wa mwini na adi wa mwoshe abayin shiche ye mu, ya saa abayin project mku kwa nkiti ngiti kura ano, asoja fo, wa chenwe ure mu.
He was a leader who empowered those around him. He entrusted his deputy minister with significant responsibilities, fostering teamwork and shared purpose. His support for government initiatives such as the Feed Ghana program, 24-hour economy, and the fight against illegal mining demonstrated his deep commitment to national progress. His directive to GAF was for all units to engage in farming, especially in poultry and Konketenkete projects, to reduce food expenditure. This was a testament to his practical and innovative approach to problem solving. A medical doctor by profession, he brought his expertise to bear on improving healthcare delivery in the Ghana Armed Forces. Though he wanted to be appraised with challenges, he demanded possible solutions, encouraging critical thinking and accountability. As we mourn his passing, we take solace in the indelible mark he left on Ghana's defense architecture and the lives he touched. He was a good man with a kind heart, a leader we will greatly miss. To his family, the Ghana Armed Forces, and the nation at large, we extend our deepest condolences. May his soul and the souls of the seven others who perished with him rest in perfect peace. Farewell, Honorable Dr. Kofi Omanebuama. Your service was exemplary, your vision transformative, and your memory eternal.
Abusia, Omei Soja Jumano, Akwankojan Samoa, Ene, Wadija, Dr. Omanebuama, Sofwa, Obeda Wanuo, Bosumin Sia, Na Akwenshiye Kosuo, Ewo Sikama Brofredu, Adanse Mensimwa Santimantem, Eho Ensem Nono.
Yegusua, Ewe Ye no Emu, Esanso Hintabua, Wutu da Dia Ni, Ewanan Ene, Wabeboy Sotobone, Amas Hamri Dia. Yedrusum imodin pa enafom na Alhaji Miniru Limuna Muhammad no ye panyimpa bediechi na ohwe national security so na ene na pamfo a emre wote ase ne wono hwibomu wono ne kwa nakra na womusu kugina simpie ne apaso si edura manfo so ane yaka yanom ah ketroman pro empire nefri ati asifu nti wukudi ni huwa dansye wamusu woyobia nuwubu adie pa no wahumbrasye wametumia wanya yene nine ni mwanya kakabensem ene wasye tumono ama moja ni tuwa mu sankuwa nisu ote sepua kubesu wa mwope njini ebuansu paya yempa munti wamukane kesia inyeji yenti yedi wamusu
indeed, we at the Secretariat are yet to come to terms with this tragedy. The vacuum created by the loss will forever be etched in Ghana's history. Their individual achievements and contributions to national development are visibly compelling and exemplary. The Secretariat remains inspired by the legacy of humility, dedication and service of our own Sande Perura, Alhaji Mohammed Muniru Limuna, the late acting Deputy National Security Coordinator in charge of human security, and commits to carry on with his quest for a safer, just and resilient Ghana. His time with us was very brief, but his vision will endure for years to come. This morning, our prayer is that the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, grants their souls peace and a restful place in eternity. Fare thee well, our eight heroes. Amen.
Opanyina wakasa ye wakasa di ma National Security Council Secretariat. Ninyina ya dansi ya na udi ediafa Alhaji Miniru Limuna Muhammad. Na yanko yasi ifnubede wanko amene musidi chibi ya nekwea. Ya wasi ya kwa po mokrabrenti ya diyomo kwa military cemetery. En wachado. Na ukupimu waho a prince usu esi edu ewoho yenene nchwechwe nko momra
na fi omuna mkwa asu kuro ninyi na asu video
ndiye kwa subi anu yade honse mbeba nti bra Facebook bra Facebook YouTube na afi behwe die e kwa suwa prince akwaba
umimejoso
na ukodru ye ahumbuabua bibia ye krado
menu wakase ahumbuabua bibia ye guwa aye wa
Prince, what you mean, kan?
Umi me chong.
Si ang hoka kama me na humano imo e hata hata dodo. Hello.
Umi what you mean, kan?
Hey, sada ang hoka kama me.
What you mean, kan?
Aha, afedi muda ho yengko.
Yo, masom ewo elitiste ewo. Baby, a this year in. And one a bit yomo. The Mitram Minachewa. Maybe a woman see a year for a war. Maybe a woman see a year and so a war. In 15, Anna, what more? I sent a year to find a quiet view of the square. And where be a war a war? And in 15, a year, a man penny in a year. Before I won't and our government officials and yeah. Now we're to accept on two side by a one. A once what for 10 people are a year a woman so you know a bit nasty. We can for in Katawa and a baby for a bit for 18 and our day a year in Kwandaka. This year in Siano, one more a day. And I know I'm here a prayer for 50
Egusuada ya chese ensamu etwatwo ya ebusua adehye Ghana mampani asofo asojafo mpanimfo obia de tonkra egya kwai no emu baako a yepese efato aso eye Sergeant Ernest Adomensa na busua akwankogya ensamu a wode ema wode hye na wo kire wo ba no ase no wachee suwa wone nkirani ha. Kita onsabu sumeni da ye toso num. Afi apema hem kuno edwe watri enwotri. Ena wadishi yi. Wawo nuo. Eja wawo nuo. Eni eja wenyani be bikro. XWO1 Mensa Ashiakwe. Ena wawo nuo. Eye eno Victoria Abna. Wasi abushinye nyina. Senye wonim ene Stefano. Wonim nese. Eka su obi ya nukure die wana brabom. Awonsha su wadi ofa nukwa. Su obe kachira wose. Medu ha nundu. Nundu numo. Nwa woho. Ena etu mwa cha su die. Omse na juma yomu wono. Utunu mwa cha ye juma. Ede som. Ebushia niya wakafa wadeshi enu huobi niye.
He began his education at La Emma's Presbyterian Primary AMB School and continued at La Enobau 2 Junior High School from 2001 to 2004. He later pursued studies at Emmett Electronic Institute from 2004 to 2007, where his interest in technical and mechanical work first blossomed. Friends and teachers recall a young man who embodied honesty, respect, and kindness, who listened intently, spoke thoughtfully, and readily offered help to others. Ernest was a man who treasured relationships. His marriage to Miss Mercy Amwa on 5th July 2025 was a joyous celebration of love witnessed by family and friends. Though their union was heartbreakingly short, it was built on deep affection, mutual respect, and shared hopes for the future. Voted Christian, Ernest was baptized and confirmed in the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, South La Estate, and later worshipped at the Presby Methodist Church in Takoradi. His life was anchored in an unwavering faith in Christ Jesus, and his greatest desire was for his loved ones to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord. He lived with eternity in view, carrying himself with humility and discipline as a true servant of God.
yo abusua ene abusua wode hie ene sergeant ene sadomensa ena onuma kwankwo jansem odi bi atudwa no na wo kasa fa ne yire masia mo aho no abusua ne kire se ewom se wo kwoja wode hie yi ema wo koye wo ba yi hu ade enche ye ono no wade ye bosumi peni o bosumi owade ye bosumi akiri enie enti utie wo ba kunafo no se ne nwo si e kasa bosumi owade bosumi akiri ukuna firi mu na abusua ne kye se wo mugidie ni se oba ni nim nyame ba ema ni nim nyame eti se ne nyame ne wre chechefo ye o chechevre no wo be so ba nu mu
tributes from the family of Sergeant Ernest Adomensa. It is often said that the hour of death cannot be foretold. Though we acknowledge this truth, we tend to believe such a moment lies far away in time. Never did we imagine that we would gather here today to remember and mourn Sergeant Ernest Adomensa, whose earthly remains lie before us, having fallen in the line of duty while serving our beloved Mother Ghana. Born on 5th July 1988 in Accra to the late ex-WO1 Emmanuel Mensa Ashiakwe and the late Victoria Ablan Moki, Ernest hailed from La Abafum Quarter in the Greater Accra Region and Ehi in the K2 North District of the Volta Region. After the loss of his parents, Reverend Chief Superintendent Stella Amakacho Anku lovingly assumed a motherly role, nurturing and guiding him through life. From an early age, Ernest carried a quiet strength, humility, and a heart devoted to faith, family, and service.
Abusia. Sergeant Ernest Adomensa na busua ne worker fa wode hie hu bi enunu o ye nto aso nkwa dum tv wo hu
ye be kwa dum tv na ye gusu a e wo ya konsem ene adanse dia eku ahodo no ebedi ye efa ade hie nwotwe a woti nananom e wonse edo no hom ndc amanyuku nso ebegina simpi ne apaso kasai ye no kasai a opanyini samo sapon ena no mo kan ho asem esanse na wo ye titine ni abedi echi e de ma amanyuku no na emre wo mo kasa na asem ba ko mo kan so yobi a no pa go na nanim te wo ye seri seri pa opanyini samo sapon de ya ye di juma e wo asantemantemu fifimantemu enom ne ade ne de wo moni punum e mane ntoni punum debi 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 wo bom mpredu obebi mpredu no akoye wakoye obi agya en central for papa en central for wofa na enei di aba na aba brebrebesi en abesi yeso na yesi embra wote ase na ne nsamra ne yesa mituga Samituga any dia na ye de friend omo mo ben pa no ai ai ni bi so friend Castro so ko Cuba e ko gentiti ye enti no ye baba be bo omo ne no na ansa na no ye nko Adom TV abna puku ahone e wo ba bia ye ye no wugusua ne titru dodo na edin komo enti ye nko me hu se wo ne opanyina tacha edin komo ye nko famra
So, sir, as the bodies are carried to the cemetery, respectfully we shall stand to pay our last respect. No officers in uniform are requested to stand. So, sir.
Tieno, ni etieno, se omu ume munu so. Enti, asoja fono, omu eshe Facebook eni YouTube diebe huni yeko so. Ye ume munu so. Na soja mamre mu no ye mfa ne bokɔ ye bo ɔma mamre sɛ ne ye wɔ sɛ ɔmo ye enkanche ye wɔ sɛ ɔmo ye ansa ne ɔmo pɛgya mu no eti wuti ene no anamu no a ɔmo ye amamre ne amane ye dia pɛgya mu no e dia kɔ tuti ateshe dia wuti ye bia no soja adwuma no amu
ekwe a ɔmo pɛgya mu no
na ɔmo de kɔ no bokɔ
enti wo ba
ye nan no
oba Facebook a obehu sɛ ɔmo
ma ɛdi akwaku ɔmo wɔdwum bi ɔmo to sɛ ye tutu ye nan
sɛ ne akwantu fori to ye tutu ye nan sɛ ne akwantu fori to
sɛ ne ɔmo tu ɔmo nan no hwɛ tu no maako maako maako
ye reko zayon
mama menyom so na mama mento
zayon kru fefe ni mu ehona ye bet na da da yeri tutu ye nai sendi akwetu fori tu
ti anamono anu omunam so a omukro no omukro no boko se wo wade a se ya anante na adiwura so dem
mo we slow
match
omusu a
ye de wo kro no sa ani adu omukro enti adaka no we ye nsia woni edi kan so baako woni etusu mienu omachichem eti hwe a asojafo no omu edi kan taade no nko omu ekro no omu edi adaka edi kan ko no na se sojani ni odi kan sojani ohwa taade na ehwe sojani ni so che
as it tum and a green one chain
who say wo ye sojani anu otwe repre flight lieutenant wo hu
ta kan omu omu twi plane
eh enti ono no omata ade ni bi pepepepe Dr. Sapon yire ni nie Dr. Sapon yire ni na ema okunu bye bye one ne ma na omu ewevuma chese om papa bye bye eti emu ensia ni nyina no mienu dikan mienu tusu mienu ena mienu su edi akire ena abusua no su twa adwo di akire se ne ye pagan mu a kunafo ena ewevu bye bye kunafo nketo aye ewomu Mayan kete ben nine. A kunafon ketua ye womu. Obi e de chilibi. And I shall say, your warma bye eddy eja, warma me, a wicker,
a queer, a drew ha. A year no, so this year at one another one, said one. I shall say, Niana, I was here no crane. Now bompa ye say, rather be yadum nanka, and shall be free with my ba.
Enna kuna fo no ba ko kan aye e kuna fo no se ba ko ye e ba ko su ye soje ni sa wo ba no no kan se amamfo se wa hyeden na omunim ni o se da asem ni si ye no a wo opi abonte hu se wie bo no se a e den na wie abonne e den wo bi ye na dwuma ko na dwuma so wa bra me de me wuro ni suo e ono ne de ya chese se na e wo ken wo se still na wo hu ni se e da ye eti wo bom pa ye se won ti nani no na ye dai sun wo se sa wo kwagu wo so dai na ehu a toda wo so dai na ehu a no wani ti na ye dai a no wani age se se ye dai
akuma
to yem se from enu bi no so wo hwehwe wo a waso dai bi sa da no ebi enu so wo hwehwe se nka na de chi ye na nka ne ohu ni se o se na ye dai ehu eti edom ne di achi
ye de omu wura kai mu
ye de omu sa kai ni so ye nsia kon no sa na num sia kai ni sisisi ho no e na empanimfo no so mampani eight esode nti wo chi ampanimfo e baaye gana mampani dada nana doda nko akufu ado ene ne ye mampani dada jone jekum pofo sada so e na mampani abedi achi dada Dr. Muhammadu Bahumia e wo ho former chief of staff any mpanimfo a aka ni nyina NDC amanyoko no general secretary ya owomuo e na emrahyebadwam panina woda dom dodo no ano make say finance minister e na Muntaka Mubarak yo ne swafo hwe wo meye fisem bambo ensem so IGP e na o meyi soja dwuma no so mpanimfo e womuo nyina o mato santi sise wo hwe santi edikan konwe edikan wani ete so na aye asoafo no bi ene leadership ye wo parliament ene omo omote saa konwa no so hono mo eti nipa no koro no na wo se omo ebeko asie ye ho bie no odi akire ekọ ti omo nyina to santen ebedikan no a ekọ no achi boko na ne wo hwe se ne organization no si ko ye a wo hwe mfimfini wo ne se ne omo asie na kwaku ebeka se organization no abehu wom but omo odali ani ama tumi adeda na kwa mu ama bibia ni ewo so osode no asori ni ewo so okokai no akokai etu hwese ne niema si akwa mpanimfo no a wo hwetoto niema no niema adeda na kwa mti mpani na ekoro no mpani ene ne ye ena onum kofoka no akọ na chese emsie ho se ne ewo se niema si koro no onum atoa so afiri ho no mo etie se de betumi aka se eye no abawie ya ne sa ye nya kokosie emu ni wi a kwaku menyi ni se wonu besa betena se aye ne se ne ye ye no se ye kosie wie ni aba betena se da bi we no omusie emu ni wi a ye tupata
Ekuya inti yeka yekeny Dr. Edward Omane Boama Kane Defense Minister. Sisi ya di Kane Akanedin hon. On kanti ya sifu hon bi hon. Dr. Alhaji Ibrahim Mutala Muhammad. Kane suwafu anore. Wadu makuma badie nenu oma budi nyansape eswo. Alhaji Miniru Muhammad Limuna. Kane penyimpa. Abedi echi ana ohwe echi ewo national security no coordinator sanso ena Dr. Samuel Sapon no ye penyimpa abedi echi awoda NDC amanyoku no ano squadron leader Peter Befemi Anala no wono so eka ho bia eja wono ena wimhye na wotwi ene omo a omo ka ho flying officer amenintwum ampedu ena sergeant Ernest Ado sese ya yadu omu kui yenfa nyumu yi enye omo kwan essence omo last eno omo de dawe Adum 106.3 FM so enye ekwa train the two ye papa akwesi ampofo age nyame sha no
be na na make us ye nya so ni yina ye de koro no de na se jeni two mu ano no na na ye sha se ne ye ka bibi se mampani se asoja fo me nsa ye ano oka ho atwenchem no si ye no ewom se wo kọ de eso odi bre no ye ma wo so wo wachi na ohwe emaso no a ransa yede ama wo foforo ye nei okita mu a ne asojafo mpanimfo agye atumu ene se squadron leader Peter Bafemi Anala ya promote to the rank of wing commander babia ya pegya na du eno no ena flying officer Manen Chum ampedu so ya promote to the rank of flight lieutenant ono so babia yamane so edru eno no ena sergeant Ernest Ado Mensa onso ya promote to the rank of flight sergeant onso babia ya pegya no edru no mampani ena na meka so say akade bi e ka ho no senko ti ase na nko nya sa position na ebia enu amu no okita no de kwa homegie mu a ke wo sika edi beji wo kwan ke wa mamre beye osisa mamre no yenyemma abusua akachire pepepepepepe eti free sa bi kwa uze se sey major maso mahama wa firi musu ye boni din ye ka na mejo eti e firi sa bi kwa no se ye bebo squadron leader Peter Bafemi anala ye bebo ni din no ne de rank ne be ka ho a wing commander Bafemi sa ne ye be ka